Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
In the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was the refrain that we were all in the same boat as we faced the unknown in terms of transmission, infections, lockdowns, and major changes in society and relationships, and there was the saddest statistic of all, the excess deaths. I took exception to the same boat analogy because it was patently untrue, and I've spoken previously about it here. Describing us in the pandemic as being in the same storm, but vastly different boats. This all came back to me as I heard a podcast recently about graves and memorial benches. And I hadn't really considered that though we all die, and there is an equality in death, whether and how we are memorialized is vastly different. There was quite a discussion on the graves of the Victorian times with the funeral finery, statues, mausoleums, and then the later development and growth of cemeteries outside of church grounds. I hadn't considered at all that the memorial benches I've walked past, and I often do read the plaques, are seen as a secular memorialising of deceased people separate from the place of their remains. Very early in my time here in Suffolk, I stopped at a single car accident, sadly, ploughed into a tree, on a back road, and offered to help, but the young driver died. And I still drive past a homemade tended memorial at that tree, as she lived very close to the site of the accident, and thus she is still remembered locally. We all want to be remembered by someone. And yet the weight of human history and the different funeral practices around the world, and even the challenge of space, suggests that life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. Human beings fear meaningless, and that this life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And so we search for meaning in the things of this world, power, possessions, privilege, and want to testify to them by how we are memorialized in death. But if that is all life is, with the vagaries of memory and quickly fading family trees, then living really is a flip of the coin, random, and an arbitrary survival of the fittest for the longest. By all means, let us remember our loved ones who have died. Dispose of their mortal remains properly and with dignity, which will inevitably reflect the inequalities of this world. But for Christians, let us also remember and hold on to another tale, told by idiots according to this world, of a man who died on a cross, but who also defeated death's hold and rose to a new life that is now free from death's power. And Jesus freely gives his life for ours in baptism, when we become new creations in Christ. And so those in Christ, even though they die, yet shall they live. However and whenever our mortal remains exist in this world, the grave is not the end of our story. Of course we grieve when we are in the presence of death, but for those in Christ, we don't grieve as the world does, because we have hope. We will live a resurrected life in a resurrected body, and there is no power, possessions, privilege to grab, because we will experience what we now believe, that with Jesus, we have life in all its fullness. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you bring your people together in one holy church, the body of our Lord. Lead us to follow your saints to know the inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who love you. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.